July 22nd, 2021. This program is brought to you by New Africa Excellent Enterprise, LLC, Miraj Speak, Block Talk Radio, where we teach Quranic Arabic, Islamic studies, and comparative religion, not just religion. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. With Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. As-salamu alaykum, which means peace be on you. I'm your host for this evening, Elihu Day. My topic this evening is Al-Islam, the tafsir of Imam Waqiuddin Muhammad, commentary of the Holy Quran. If you have missed any of the talks, go online to www.blogtalkradio.mirajspeaks.com and you'll be able to listen to the talk that you have missed. Once again, we will open with a short dua and then we will continue where we left off yesterday. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulihi al-kareem Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mubarak. Justice is promoted by material dominance. The Quran, Surah 16, Ayah 3, heaven, earth, created for just end. So just as God says in our holy book, that he created this world, this big material universe, to promote justice. So we believe that natural phenomenon, that the nature of the material dynamics is promoting justice. And the more man engages the material world to bring out its sciences, to utilize the benefit of God's creation for its own society, the more justice is going to be in demand. If you study history, you will see justice is more in demand now than it ever before because man has progressed with the material world. He has made great progress using the material world, the material things that God made. There is no peace until there is justice, we believe. That God gives us a picture of this great universe. And he says its beginning has not in quiet, but in noise, confusion, explosion, in chorus. And this is one of the names for the universe. It says universe was in violent commotion. In one of the translations of the Quran, it says it was a disturbed smoke as another description. God caused order to come into that chorus. When order came into that chorus and everything received its attention, bodies were given their freedom to have their orbit and to have their place in the beautiful picture of the universe. Everything got its respect and was given it freedom to be in the whole picture and to have its existence and its function in the whole picture. Then we had order. Then the heavens were at a peace. God gives us that to show us what must happen on this earth. When we can respect our sister nations as we respect ourselves, when we can give them the same freedom to have their own orbit and not impose our ideology on them, etc. And that as long as they support the order and the peace for all mankind, we should tolerate their differences, even their differences in ideology. That's what I believe justice is, and justice is having that kind of a thought, that kind of mind, and accepting that everything God created for dignity can have its dignity and its life. I would not want to see the United States impose its ideology on others. The Quran, Surah 17, Ayat 1, Prophet 9, Journey. Bukhari, page 1, 345 and 429. Page 5, 227, Prophet 7, Heaven. John 3:13. No one was in heaven but he that came down from heaven. God bless you to struggle for knowledge of him with understanding. He will lift your moral body up from low-mindedness, mental body up from darkness, ignorance, spiritual body up from filth, corruption, pettiness, and self-righteousness. God lifts the inner body up and spread and separates you from the lower world that you were once a helpless victim in. Going up in this vertical line of the cross, the stalk of the cross, and going from Mecca to Jerusalem is the horizontal line, is the balance. Balance or agreement has to be established between Prophet Muhammad and Jesus. Prophet Abraham's sacrifice wasn't material money. It was charity of knowledge. He destroyed secrecy in religion and gave the knowledge free to everybody. Prophet Muhammad carried that principle higher. He made tax and obligation on the society for the sake of the poor and the needy. Prophet Muhammad was lifted above that cross is a sign of a person's knowledge, the capacity of his knowledge. Revelation is the going up. It's a graduation in knowledge that takes us up. Then service to society goes out. First, you get the knowledge. It brings you up to the different levels that enable you to serve the society. So this bar here is service to the society. The message is what serves the society. So this line here, vertical, means knowledge. As the knowledge goes up, the level of the message goes up. The level of understanding that's given to the society is raised. Bakra, flying horse, represents the natural inspiration that comes to us through nature. Nature, natural, motivation without intelligence, blind natural motivation, natural urge. Horses refer to motivation, urge that arises from the nature, not from the intelligent observation. Horses of a different color shows us how the natural is broken down or corrupted. The Quran, Surah 17, Ayat 1, Night Journey, Bukhari, Volume 1, 345, Prophet 7 Heaven, represents human growth pattern that is vertical and horizontal. Vertical, man must move upward morally, must find the relationship between himself and something else that enables him to rise. His level must have perpendicular growth to grow in value. Horizontal, the person has to accept Hajj. When he do this, we will have one human economy that has a currency called zakat or charity. It established for us an economic order that gives us heaven or society, complete worlds that lifted above the ground world in human principle, yet begins from the individual connecting himself with his creator and moving horizontally and vertically. This is what the cross meant. It was a sign of the universe, like creation. So Jesus did not give man of understanding, but parable faith. Faith. The Quran, Surah 17, Ayat 1, Prophet Ascension. The Quran, Surah 65, Ayat 12, created seven and for you similar. Matthew 10:38, Jesus takes his cross. John 16:17, Jesus expedient, I go away. John 16:17, Jesus, you not see me, yet see me, and see me. You not see me, yet again see me. John 16:25, Jesus, I speak to you in parable and Proverbs. Mark 13:11, Jesus said, think not what you will say. So we need check, and God has given us a check. It is a check in our own nature. And Jesus said, if you take up my cross, he spoke of a cross that he called his cross, the cross of righteousness, the cross of moral obedience. That is what checks your behavior, righteousness. So we think of Jesus as a man of understanding. But remember, dear people, when Jesus was preaching and living in, he was not a symbol of understanding. He told his ministers who he selected, he said, think not of what you will say at the destination. Preparing lectures, prepare no speech, trust God. And when you get there, God will put the whole words in your mouth by the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. Is that not the Christian teaching? So Jesus did not represent understanding. If he represented understanding, he represented moral understanding. So the moral understanding to obey your superior, who is God. But as far as rational understanding, as far as cultural understanding, Jesus did not represent that. No, he said, I speak to you in Proverbs. But they said, oh, one will come after me who will lead you into all truth. And he said, it is a must that I go away, he said. But nevertheless, he will send you one. The Father will send you one, another comforter. Isn't that what he said? He said, I will go away and you will see me no more. He said, and again you shall see me. How shall you see me? You shall see me through the eyes of the coming on. When he comes, he shall reveal all things, even me. So this is double talk, isn't it? But it's true. If you understand, he said, I go away and you see me no more. And then again you shall see me. Praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meaning that I pass away. I go the way of the prophets. But God is going to send another one because I represent a faith in a process, and it is expedient that the stage goes away so the next stage can come to you. And when the next stage comes to you, then you will see me. This is scripture, and this is the Bible, Old Testament. And there are many explanations for that on different levels. But let us understand it on the moral level, because it is the first level, the moral, the most important of them all. If you are morally right and you hold into your moral integrity, God will eventually bring understanding to your mind. But if you give up the moral integrity, don't expect any rational understanding. So Jesus, the type, sign in every man and woman. So this is what is required in the religion of God. You can't understand his religion with an immoral mind. You have to understand his religion with a morally right mind and nature, and Jesus came to quicken that life, that moral life in the people by and bring the people back to moral responsibility. So he said, if you hold on to that, he said, I go away, but nevertheless, I am with you always. Isn't that what he said? Why? Because he was just a man, an individual as a sign representing the type of man that is in every man and woman, a moral life. God has given it to every individual. So if you hold on to that, the Jesus is with you, not Jesus born of Mary, but the Jesus that was born your Mary. So Mary was a natural woman, wasn't she? She had a mother and a father. She was a natural natural in every respect. But she was obedient, so obedient that she did not give herself to any sin, strictly obeyed the discipline of her religion, that is Mary. So Jesus was born of that Mary. Now I say to you that Jesus was a type of what is in all of us. Where do we have the proof from our religion? Our Muhammad said in heaven, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and above you are seven tracks, and also within you seven tracks. And Prophet Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, in his ascension, shows us what that is. We find that Prophet Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, in his ascension, he was taken to the realm or to the plane of Adam, and there he was taken out from the plane of Adam to the plane of Jesus Christ. And from there he was taken from the plane of Jesus Christ to the plane of Joseph. And from there to the plane of Ezekiel, some of them say he is Idris. And from there as to the place of Aaron, the prophet. And from there to the sixth plane, that of the plane of Moses, the prophet, and then up the seventh plane, the plane of Abraham, Ibrahim, the prophet. So this is in the ascension of Prophet Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him. Now, so it is seven within and seven without. So Jesus said, I in you and you in me. Isn't that what Jesus said? I know they say that's the church, that Jesus was giving them a picture of the church, that the church represents the body of Christ and all the members of the church are in his body. That is the first level of information. That is preschool knowledge. I'm not making fun of anybody. That is preschool knowledge. So seven heaven means possibility for human excellence. So if we understand that, then we see that our religion and what Jesus said, comparable, Jesus said, I in you and you in me. And our religion says Jesus represents one who is seven planes above us, but also the same seven planes are within us. It means possibility for the human excellence, seven major planes of possibility for the human excellence, and one of them is the application of all of that excellence. So the Quran, Surah 18, Ayah 6, words, would you grieve to death? That's not saying that he himself as an object, because the prophet is a person too. He's not an angel, not a spook. So as an object, he was complete too. But they could say it. He couldn't tell you. He couldn't preach it. Why? He couldn't preach it because the mind of the individual wasn't yet ready for it. Not only the mind of the individual, but Prophet Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon his mind, as an Arab, wasn't ready for it. Prophet's mind as a prophet was ready, but Prophet Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon his mind, as an Arab, was not ready. Now, I know I will shake some minds by saying these things. Let me explain. If his mind as an Arab was ready, God would have given it to his people at that time. But God doesn't just pick man for the time. God picks man for the future. And a prophet is a man that's picked not only for the time, but for the future. Do you understand? All right. So Prophet Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, was a prophet. He was picked not only for the time, but for the future. So his mind as an Arab mind was a part of the society. It was just the best mind in society. So the innocent, true, upright mind of the society, and that mind received revelation. And he, as a prophet, as an individual, had to submit and swoon and be perplexed at times because of the revelation. prophet message was beyond ethnic mind limitations. So many times he was worried. Doesn't the Holy Quran tell you that he was worried? That shows you that the message was beyond his mind. The message was universal, a message for all times. He himself, as a moral person, as a spiritual and moral body, was complete and fit for that message. But as a worldly man, as a man who gained and got his knowledge and his mind from the society as an Arab, no, I don't know if you will understand me, but I'm just telling you some truth. Well, what about our mind? My mind is of the new time. My mind is the mind that is almost 1,400 years. God, through his natural working, has brought the mind of the world to the position where the mind is ready now to not only be the doors, prophets, acting from the object, but the mind is ready to come into the form and be the object, see? But he did have the knowledge, and he knew that in these signs is knowledge for eternity. And he knew that in time, these signs, some going to be understood, that no matter how long man exists on earth, he know that he had pointed the way for their salvation and for their advancement, for their progress. I would not be surprised if that expression "shoe fly away" come out of our people who came from the Islamic path and knew that language and had that wisdom. It could have survived in time, in them, pardon me. They could say it subsequently and not even know what they were saying. The soul has not lost that. Your mind lost. Your conscience lost it, but your soul didn't. So it comes up as an expression, and you do not even know where it is from. A kind of belief that shoe came from them, or either wise people said that around us, and we picked it up. That is a strong possibility also. I think it was a group of people, and they were holy people dressed in garments of all white, and Moses saw them. And he was attracted to go to them, and when he went to them, his own nature told him, these are special people, and I should get rid of this base that I have. Shoe is on the base. I should get rid of the spiritual base that I have from Egypt when I was in Egypt, because obviously Moses was learned. He was in the house of Pharaoh. And he knew the Egyptians had the god Shoe. Right? He had to dismiss or take off the spirit that he got in Egypt, and with these people he was going to get another spirit. It meant that if you disposition yourself incorrectly, you cannot go up God's mountain of logic, because that was God's knowledge. That was not a philosopher's knowledge. The mountain was God's mountain. So you cannot ascend God's mountain of logic for the leader until you first prove yourself independent of the spirit that the world gave you. So that is what he had to do. And had such confidence in those people that he met here. The stars, righteousness, he saw the light that this caused him right away to question himself, to question what he was standing upon. So reduce their borders. Water is symbolic of the soul. It is reserver. Wind is symbolic of the spirit. So you know water comes against the bank and it takes some of the bank away, right? That is where the idea starts. So it means that the nature, water, is symbolic of the sentiment of the people, their spirituality, their soul, when it is still and at peace. So this is the nature of the soul. But when it is disturbed, it is symbolic of the trouble in the people. So Jesus Christ in the Bible, I go to what is available quick. It is in the Quran, but we are familiar with the Bible. So in the Bible, the water was being disturbed and the boat were being disturbed. And he and Jesus said, the trouble is in the wind. Rebuke the wind. There's nothing wrong with the water. So the wind is affecting it. So that is the spirit. So water is symbolic of the sensitive nature of man. He has a sensitive nature, and his soul is a reservoir. But like a plant, the water goes into all of the branches everywhere. So his whole life is a sensitive life, but once you get fixed up here, it can make him numb to all sensitivity, right? So we have to know what we got to eliminate darkness and mysteries. That is what we are going up for, to get away from darkness and mystery. So the mountain going up is symbolic of going to find light in the dark world. So Christ, what did he say? He said, the light of this world is darkness. So we are in the dark. And when night falls and everybody is in the dark, if the clouds are not up, there are a lot of light. So the Arab said, as a thousand eyes, Juba Nura, the mountain of enlightenment. So going and ascending up the mountain that Prophet Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, went up, they called it Mount Hera. That was in the old pagan time. It means mountain of a cat. I guess nothing but my cat went up there. Hydra means cat, but it also is from the Greeks. After Prophet Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, went up there, it is not called Mount Hera anymore. And we should never call it by that name, because that is what the enemies of Al-Islam called it. They want to keep it like it was in pagan times, so that he went up Mount Hera. But once he received guidance from God, which was light for us down here, it is called Juba Nura, the mountain of enlightenment. And that is why he went up there to call on a higher authority and hope that he would be enlightened and could come back down and guide his people to success. His people were all people. He never thought narrow. He was always thinking of mankind or humanity, not of the particular people. So his people as a nation is important that we know. We know this. He put them down as a nation. He did not have admiration for his people as Arabs, although they once had a great civilization and a great social leader at one time in their lives. So this is all part of Arab history. But their tendency was to rebel against the best leadership, just like Jews, and selfishly take for themselves what they want from the past and pride themselves in it, but not unified, not have any desire to become unified. So they existed as tribes, threatening each other, claiming all rights and stuff. So that was the Arab people in the time of Prophet Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him. You had to pay a toll. Actually, paid the chief to cross his territory. If you want to go to Syria or somewhere and come across his territory, you had to pay a toll. I believe it, because you think of how it costs just within the state to go from place to place. They have it set up so they can get so much money. And then look at the next state. It is doing the same thing. That is a lot of money. Every vehicle, as population increases, their money increases. So Juba, Noah, Mount Sinai are the same. Enlightenment. Real mountain is the mountain in your thinking. Juba, Noah, the mountain of enlightenment, is not called Mount Sinai, but it is the same. The idea is the same, that Moses had to go up in the mountain and get the light from God, can bring it down to the people. But when he got it in the form of commandment that had to be applied on earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just does not give him his revelation, because if he just wanted to give revelation, he could just give revelation to all of us. He could reach all of us, but he gives revelation and then he qualifies a person to apply the light when he goes back amongst his people. So the same thing happened for Moses, happened for prophets, for Muhammad, peace be upon the prophet. But you know, Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him first, I would say, encountered because he did not know God. He was just seeking answers. He felt that there was a higher authority to give him those answers. Just nature was moving him to do what he did. He did not read Bible or any scripture. So Muhammad, the prophet, prayers and the peace be upon him, had one encounter on the mountain. And to my knowledge, he never had another one on the mountain. So what does that tell us? That really the mountain is not necessarily not physical mountain. The real mountain is the mountain in your thinking. He went up there one time. That was his nature sending him way up there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, as if my servant asked about me, tell them I am near. Why did you leave your people and go way up there on the mountain thinking you were going to get close to me? So Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, did not need anything except the one lesson. He knew he did not have to go up there. Sometime he would be back down on the ground doing business, and all of a sudden he had to cut off business and listen to his Lord. I think you get more when you are on a low level than you do when you are almost physically high level. So the Lord knows I would have not climbed up to any level. I used to like to climb trees. I had no desire to even climb a tree. My desire is to put my forehead and nose on the ground in sajda. Yes, it was on Prophet Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, and another one was Milana Manuti, book by Milana Manuti, on the life of Prophet Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him. Milana is a title. My inspiration came from a great big variety, but not that. It came mainly from my study of scripture and mythology, not just Quran, but Quran, Bible, mythology, and to spiritual thinkers on the search for truth of meaning. So that is what I was searching for. So I found a book that was on the search for meaning. And I read that book, and I really liked it a lot. It kind of centered around the Bible. In the beginning, there was the Word, but it did not use Bible. They just went right to the subject without making any reference to where they were coming from. So Logos, that was the name of the book. And the word Logos is related to logic and language. So the Bible, in the beginning, there was the Word. So it was just a lot of books, but mainly mythology. I started with Asian mythology because I knew Mr. Farag was from Asia. but also got African mythology. My mind got interested, so I just started reading mythology, Greek mythology, of course, world mythology, but mainly Asian and the Mediterranean area. A little bit of Africa, not too much into Africa. I went into Africa for other reasons, but when I was searching for understanding Mr. Farrar's language and to understand Bible myths, I went to these areas, Asia and the Mediterranean mostly. So the Greeks, they are in the Mediterranean area to understand the logic. But ancient Egypt was very attractive. I went into that much later. It was like maybe 25 years later or more than I was attracted to go very recently in my life, in fact, in my leadership, that I was attracted to go to Egypt to study Egyptian mythology. And do you know what clicked in my Bible? Mary was told to flee to Egypt with your child. That started it. So I said, flee to Egypt with your child. They copied the Egyptian pharaoh's strategy for governing the masses of the people. His schemes for governing the masses of the people, then that is what came to my mind almost immediately, because I remember reading in a book to come into Cairo, you couldn't get into it until you answered the questions of the oculist. And the oculist would ask you what walks on four, then on two, and then on one. And if you answered correctly, man, you could come in. There is spiritual purpose, Joseph Youssef. So that attracted me, and by the way, you can see 1, 2, 3. It comes up so often, so it is spiritual logic. 3, but it also prepares your involving or your ascending. Abraham is all the way up in the 7th layer, 7th strategy, but 3 is not all the way up there. 3 is with Joseph. Yusuf is, isn't it? And she, Mary, was engaged to Joseph, wasn't she? But she could not reach Joseph directly, could she? So the trend represents what God has created us to arrive at as a purpose. And the purpose he wants us to arrive at is spiritual purpose. So what is the purpose of your soul, your spiritual body, not just your flesh? So if that is all you want, then eat with the cows and other animals. But if you want the divine purpose, then it is a purpose for your own soul. And it is spiritual destiny. It cannot be just a material destiny. And that means that you have arrived at your purpose. So you go from mortal life to material life. The purpose for that. So what is the purpose for this mortal life body? What is the purpose for this mind? We find that then you are with Joseph. God blessed Joseph to be put over the storehouses, didn't he? So he was born with a strong psyche. They put him in jail, and he told people what their dreams meant. He was so impressive, the king said, bring that man up here. That sounds like a guy I want to solve my problem. No, it's just like the average follower of mine. They do not have anything important, their minds, so they can witness something important, and then it will be overlooked just like it was not important. That is the way it is, and that is in the Quran over and over again, isn't it? They forgot me, so I forgot them. So dhikr is the natural thinking, human being, the reflecting. So mind progressive society, so when you remember, see, the mind that can reflect is the mind that accounts for real progress for any human society. So the mind that can think and then reflect, and the natural human being in the Quran is not called by any other name except bicker. And it means to be conscious and then reflect on what appears in your consciousness. So what appears in your mind, not to ignore it, but look at it again. So you see and look at it again. Cow chewing cud is symbolic of the thinker who reflects over what he previously thought about. Yes, so this is chewing the cud, because the cud will chew, pardon me, the cow will chew, and then after it has eaten, it's still chewing. It is bringing it back up to chew it again for complete and thorough digestion. So that is the way it is with the brain of those who are blessed to be true thinkers. They do not just have something in their mind's eye and take it for granted. There are things in their mind's eye that it requires them to look into it. So they think of they think and then think again. That is exactly what it means. Isn't that going up that mountain and coming back down? Exactly. So he might have gone up to the first level. He might have climbed all day and night and did not reach anything but the first level. What he thought, he reached the third level, so he comes back down. He tries to apply it, and it has to go back up again. So with a one raka is symbolic of conclusions for the logic. Yes, only the night Tahrir has a final wisdom and final standing for prayer, one by itself. I do not know it, as a lot of the believers are praying the Tahrir even for the international Muslim world. I do not believe they understand that actually the last prayer of the Tahrir prayer and the last one is a single rak'ah. You actually conclude saying As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. For the ear, it is not for the wither, so that you pray in the evening. It is not one of the obligatory prayers, but it is the Ramadan prayer. And the wither, you are supposed to conclude the two rak'ahs, and then you stand and do the single wither one. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and there is going to be one blast of the trumpet, and they all will stand. So man is evolving to where God wants him to, but there is going to come a time when you will not have to depend on man evolving. God is going to make things so clear and plain that one standing will be enough. One command stand will be enough. And that is the time of conclusion for the logic. The Quran, Surah 21, Ayah 7, represents the inspiration that comes into that nature. First, it's a spiritual urge that eventually leads us to encounter with the rational. Jesus said, "You will see, yet see me no more, and you will see me again." The urge that was in Jesus did not the intellectual expression come back, and it did in Prophet Muhammad, the original pattern on which Allah designed man's needs expression, needs to be revealed. Jesus is an expression of something already in the original man, Adam. Then does it stop with Jesus? Every man has it in him. Adam, the original man, John the Baptist, Aaron, the prophet, they must be in me. They are expressions of something that is in me. My original nature, pardon me. So the Quran, Surah 21, Ayat 16 to 17. World not created, sport and play. Now, brother Imams, you see that I've discussed the Quran and I had the Quran in my hand, but I touched it from mythology. I touched it from the Bible. And if you heard me, I touched it from the teachings of Quran. not Farag Muhammad. He hasn't earned Muhammad yet. I'm talking about W.D. Farag or W.F. Farag or W.F. Muhammad. Way from Muhammad, as far than Jews. That's what it is, as far than Jews. And the as far than Jews are the Orientals, the Jews who gave the world Orientalism. So you know Oriental mythology and all of that? They're the ones who digged into that. They're the ones who spread it. That's right. It don't make no sense. They just flood the world with a lot of symbolism. See, they love. They lie and play and say they make this world for sport and play. Say he made it for just end. This is Quran. He made it for just end, not for sport and play, meaning it is unjust. So Jacobite plays with symbolic language. It's not just justice for people with esoterism to get knowledge and then start playing with the world by throwing out these symbols, all these myths and mythology, but they enjoy it. They have a laugh on the world. They can see the meaning behind it while we are enchanted. God sees a fiction, pardon me, go see a fiction movie, and we are just enchanted with it. But that's their fix, seeing us respond to darkness while they have the light. Well, what is symbolism except darkness if you don't have the interpretation or the meaning? So the Quran, Surah 21, Ayah 7 to 8. Prophet, man, mortal, Bukhari, page 1, 345, Prophet, 7 heavens. This tells a manipulator of man, no sciences that you can get can hold down the freedom of man. You think you killed a man, but you will see him tomorrow. The germ of righteousness is man can't be killed. So you oppose it, bury it, but eventually, there it is again. So the Quran, Surah 21, Ayah 16. This creation is not for sport and play. 5 cents sounds like senses. 1 penny is 1 census. 15 pennies. How many of you males remember 15 pennies? That's with the single of what? That's with the single signal of what was coming. What is 1 penny called? 1 cent. And 5 pennies, 5 cents. So if you try to make sense plural, how would you pronounce it? Cents. So there you see what is going on. Do you see what is happening in that which seems to be only play? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in our holy book to this world and its guardian, who pride themselves in being in charge of the world. We were not at play when we created this sky and the earth. The Quran, Surah 21, Ayah 16, it was not a play game. It is a serious matter. So I know you remember shooting pool. You still do. That you do remember when we called ourselves cats. I remember hearing someone say something like this. Later for those cats, man. The Quran, Surah 22, Ayat 1 to 2. It is saying that when God has established everything and has set the world in nature so that you can only get off the course for so far and for so long, pretty soon you are going to reach your limit. And the time is going to run out on you. When that happens, it's going to be a very grievous time for you and your doing to be shocked. And you're going to be shocked. When man puts something together that he thinks is powerful, they're secure in that thinking, they're going to be comfortable ruling for a long time. Some of them think they're going to be able to rule forever. Then all of a sudden things go wrong for the rulers, and they see the thing falling in, and it shocks them. The more it crumbles, the more the so-called ignorant people come into the understanding of just what the leaders have done. So this is a time for the rulers. It is a shocking time and grievous time. It causes them to go back into their closet, put their head in their hand, and moan and groan. We are talking about things that happen in a civilization, things that are close to your heart and your mind. They eat the meat, the heavy food, and give the masses of people the milk, the light stuff. So when that time comes, they are going in so much trouble that they are going to forget about striving to hold on to the baby mind. They are going to let them go in shock. Drop pregnant load is unformed, ignorant following. And every pregnant one will lay down her burden. Here is one that hasn't yet managed to get community of ignorant people to suck their blood. They are just in the process of forming a group of ignorant people to serve them, to be their baby. It is still in the formation period. So when that time comes, the shock is going to be so great that it will take them and give them up their plan and walk away. Man drunken means leaders thinking shattered. And you will see me as drunken. What does man mean here? In most places where you find it in scripture, it means that the intellect composition of the person, the mind, of it means that you will see minds drunken. You will see those minds that you have been looking up to and respecting as strong minds in control of everything as drunken minds, it says, yet they will not be drunken. This means that they will have liquors in them. It will be the effects of shock. God will have set boulders of knowledge and truth into their house of their thinking and shatter their brain. It says, but the chastisement of Allah will be severe. So the baby in religion sits around praying and clapping, waiting for God to about some miracle or some punishment that's going to physically hurt people. In our baby understanding, we want to see God get a physical whip and physically whip old boss lady and boss man. The worst chastisement you can be put upon wicked rulers is to break up their mind and to break up their intellectual composition that they have put together to rule ignorant people, then expose them, and let common people come into the knowledge of their superior game. You ask for one punishment, but God knows how to punish, not you. The Quran, Surah 22, Ayah 2, pregnant woman drops her load. The Quran, Surah 80, Ayah 37, each one indifferent to the other's needs. So you know the mother and the father, they used to watch over the development of our personality because at that time the influence was strong. But when the church abdicated and stepped back and allowed the media and everything else to take over that role, then the parent got away from that, and they stopped watching over the development of the child's personality. And all of a sudden now the child is coming at the parent with a bat or with a knife. The parent has been neglecting its responsibility for all of those summers and springs and winters and fall. But now the child is threatening parents' life. The Quran tells us that that day was to come. It's plainly written in the Quran that the day was going to come, the child was going to punch the parent for the parental neglect. It doesn't put in those words that I am saying, but it means just that, that people are going to turn their minds away from the true reality, and we are going to give their lives to the fleeting things and the failure to meet most their own obligations was going to eventually result in a kind of blind greed and blind sensitivity, which each person goes after what satisfies them immediately and forget about the consequences down the road. So parents have stopped watching over the development of the child's personality. All of a sudden, now the child is coming with a bat, knife, attacking parents. The parents been neglecting this responsibility all of these summers and springs and winters. People have turned their minds from the true reality and given themselves the life of fleeting things. Some people striving for personality fulfillment, and they just soak up any personality expression that comes around them. They are not crazy. That wouldn't happen if the people were living in a religious content that fulfills the personality need in their lives. People who live outside of a life content that structures their life and teach before them certain principles, they are really cut off from the life, so they don't have any life of their own. Their life is subject to circumstances. Whatever impressions come in today, they just become a vessel for anybody to come into and drop something in and characterize. Blacks and Africans have no stable content personality. If we want to describe personality of blacks in the world, it is emotional and characteristic. So this is not to discredit us. Emotionalism will not allow you to come into what is called achieved personality. So we take on acquired personality. It just forms as natural addition. So there was no plan, no effort to govern or direct the formation of that personality. So it just happened under the natural influences. Pop artists can bring out a song that will give us new personality, whole black people. The Africans also is given to that kind of susceptibility, more so than any race. So when are we going to become a personality true to ourselves, get ourselves on the primitive level back, copy the baboon dog, copy the mannerism of social trends, traits of the animal like all other primitive societies did until they grow out of that. So the Caucasian came amongst him, influenced him, and he copied the Caucasian. Here in this late date, we can do no more than absorb expressions, copy, mimic, imitate. You can't act out your intelligence. Only absorb the expressions. The Quran, Surah 23, Ayat 1 to 11 and 91 to 9. Bukhari, Volume 8, page 453. Prophet reached his containment of the soul. If we strive to please Allah, we are assured of success. Well, this doesn't mean that you are going to be rich if you want money and business, not you are assured success. It's not always the rich person who is successful. Sometimes his wealth destroys his family, himself, may lead him to jail or get him killed. If I get all of the money in the world and I am in hell mentally, then I am in my soul. I am not successful. The guarantee is that you are going to be pleased. So the Quran, Surah 23, Ayah 6, marriage. As a result of this violent clashes, Muslims had many captives amongst these. Captives would be women. Some of them favored the religion of Islam, though they were raised as pagans, as believers in idol worship. So the Muslims were permitted to take wives from amongst those women if they so desired to marry Muslim men. So the Quran, Surah 23, Ayah 12 to 14, 1 Corinthians 14 to 5, speak in tongues. Sadaqallahu al-Azim, surely Allah speaks the truth. We will continue this next Wednesday at 7 p.m. and Thursday at 7 p.m. Inshallah, it only means that it pleased God. I've been your host for this evening, Elihu Day. We thank New Africa Excellent Enterprise Marat Speaks for allowing us to come before you once again. And we thank you. May God guide us and have mercy on us and bless us with the light of understanding. As I greet you in the Arabic language, Assalamu alaikum, peace be unto you, and thank you for listening.